K-State Nation, y'all know what it is. Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Now, I wanted to come down here, talk about recruiting. I'm not no expert, but somebody was on campus out there in Manhattan, Kansas, attending that football game opening weekend over the weekend last Saturday, and I'm talking about AJ Don Bonsta. Here's your first time listening to the podcast. Appreciate it for stopping by. Give us a listen here. When this will drop probably Monday or Tuesday, because we got a lot of content to record over the course between now and then. But I might drop it in between the postcast. You never know. But this is the first time listening to this unique K-State podcast. Appreciate it for you guys dropping by, giving us a listen. You like what you're hearing or what you've been hearing for the course of Labor Day weekend. Make sure you go ahead and like and subscribe. 4 or 5 star rating, you know what it is. But getting right straight to the point, and I meant to drop this in the reaction, but I did not. Got too worked up over this offense. But AJ Don Bonsta, I think I'm saying it right anyway. If not, I apologize. But that's what I'm working with here. Because I'm not in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm out here in KC, Missouri, right? So, anyways, yeah, huge weekend, obviously, K-State football. Getting the win over Tennessee Martin. And for the second straight year in a row, you had a top recruit in the nation come to your school. Jerome Tang, this coaching staff of the basketball, of course, men's and women's basketball, coming up a little bit later on this fall. But Jerome Tang, once again, getting the big guy, getting the big dogs over there on that campus. And we'll see where this lands, because last year, we had... I think last year we had a number one recruit in the nation come to K-State and came on a short end, because it came down to what? K-State and Duke? It was us and Duke. I know that. I think there was a third team in there, but I don't know. But I did know it was the two teams that were in there, right? K-State and Duke, and we lost out, right? So we'll see what happens this time around. Now, there was a couple of pitchers flying around with Lincoln Kerr, who's already committed to K-State, who's a 5-star. K-State made history on that earlier this summer. We talked about that a little bit on this podcast as well. Don Bonsta is the nation's number one recruit. we'll find out here in a little while. Now, when this comes out, I don't know what decision will be made on that, because... he still has visits coming up. North Carolina still in on it. September 20th, you have KU. Of course, you gotta have to go through them. KU, this weekend, North Carolina, September 20th weekend, Alabama, the following weekend, Baylor, in the first weekend of October, and then BYU, that is when we will be in Chicago. So, long way to go between now and then for Don Bonsta to make a decision there, because I find it interesting that we first came up. We were the first on the list, at top of the list there. No, not in that order, but first up on this list there to visit. So, man, you can't control when recruits schedule certain visits, but I'd rather have that in the second half of that schedule instead of the very first team, because... Obviously, KU, we know this by now. We have to deal with them year in, year out. North Carolina, y'all know what they are when it comes to basketball. We know that. Alabama's trying to rise up in the ranks now. They've been good for a handful of years now. Baylor, we definitely know what they are. And, of course, BYU, I don't know what they are. BYU, I thought we lost this team last year. I'm pretty sure we did. So, BYU, they're mediocre, but... I think we lost to them. I'm not sure right now. But anyways, but BYU, they're mediocre. That's interesting. There, but K-State top of the list there. So Jerome Tang, for the second year in a row, bringing top recruits to Manhattan, Kansas, and that says something right there. Now, obviously, we all know men's basketball trying to bounce back. Excuse me. Trying to bounce back from what they had last year, being bounced out of the tournament, or I shouldn't say, didn't make it to the NCAA tournament and getting ousted in the very first round of the NIT. That's what you're, that, that, We shouldn't be in NIT, especially with this roster this year. Now, again, same thing like we talked about, and we'll bring it right back up until the start of men's basketball season. We can't play games on paper, unfortunately. You got to go out there and show us that we're talented. The roster this year is brand new, brand spanking new, for exception of a couple of holdovers. veteran leadership, I should say. Probably a better word than that. You can't play games on paper. I mean, the roster looks totally different than it was last year. That's what I was getting at. So, I mean, a long way to go. But obviously, when Dibonsta, the numbers are there. When you look at it, this is the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. DJ Dibonsta, the leading, the number one recruit in the world, came to K-State weekend and was at the opening game, football game. He was tacked along with Lincoln Kerr at some of these pitchers. But, yeah, and look, Michael Beasley, we know K-State legend. You know, we already know about him. So, look, and I have read in some articles already that BYU, cool, let's go, let's touch on that for a minute. Say what? BYU, they say BYU is a leading candidate, and BYU is last visit for Dibonsta. That is even more intriguing. Say, say what? BYU, they didn't know basketball program, but, you know, so it, again, this is just a start, and we got a long way to go between September 1st until the last decisions made on that weekend of October 11th. But I find it interesting. So, yeah, for the second straight year, you have the number one basketball player recruit in the nation come to your school. We'll see what happens, because last time I checked, I'm not trying to throw a hammer, a wrench into this, but last time we had him, had a recruit, top dog, we lost out on decision day. So, a lot can happen. We'll see. K-State, Jerome Tang, and shout out to the football team. Hey, we did all we can, and now it's out of our hands. So, we'll see what happens. But, yeah, I find it fascinating. But Jerome Tang, you know, is following his word. I mean, I want to bring in top recruits here to K-State. I want to bring in better recruits on the Manhattan Kansas tour about. He's doing that. Can they close? That's the big question now. Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas sports you can get wherever podcasts are found. Free and available daily or whenever I chance to record Kansas State content. I like how I just went ahead and just recorded that, because I'm like, oh, damn, I might want to just mention that. So I find that fascinating. I find that exciting. But again, a little nervous about that. But we'll see. It's out of our hands right now. But K-State, for the second straight year, bring on the nation's top recruited basketball to Bill Snyder Family Stadium and Kansas State University. This time around is DJ Dibonsta. And I don't know who we had on last year, but it was a big name. big name for sure. So we'll see what happens there. But coming up later on this fall, it will be Jerome Tang, Jeff Mitty, head coach of men's and women's basketball, respectively, will be on cue, on display. We know what a women's basketball team is. Bring back a lot of pieces and a lot of experience. Men's basketball, they got a whole different roster this year, and they look to bounce back from a disappointing, it was competitive, but disappointing 2023 season. Eddie Greer coming to you from KC, Missouri. Alex Zayden out there in San Diego, California. This has been another episode of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. We'll talk to y'all later. Go Cats.